Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 29th, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on November 28, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.17. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 13 securities, of which 7 advanced, 2 declined, and 4 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 182,689 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $4,437,543.81. Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited was the volume leader, with 94,111 shares changing hands for a value of $1,030,364.23, followed by Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited with a volume of 23,566 shares being traded for $499,775. Republic Financial Holdings Limited contributed 16,212 shares with a value of $2,042,279.93, while First Caribbean International Bank Limited added 10,059 shares valued at $82,709.14. First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 92 cents to end the day at $42.97. Conversely, One Caribbean Media Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 15 cents to close at $9.75. Cleco Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 400 shares valued at $9,745.12. Cleco Investment Fund advanced by 1 cent to end at $24.36. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.84. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Morven Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $6.80. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Thursday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index advanced by 102.37 points to close at 503,962.66. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index advanced by 7.67 points to close at 553,475.31. The JSE Select Index declined by 19.94 points to close at 13,043.22. The JSE Cross-Listed Index advanced by 4.96 points to close at 96.64. The JSE Financial Index advanced by 0.11 points to close at 137.15. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 0.25 points to close at 97.35. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 38 stocks, of which 22 advanced, 11 declined, and 5 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 14,106,882 units, valued at over $179,446,024.63. Wigton Windfarm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader, with 5,323,000 257 units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 3,370,350 units, and QWI Investments Limited with 1,986,856 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, two advanced and two traded firm as 83,324 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $103,764.18. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Value Fund was the volume leader with 58,900 at a high of 55 cents and a low of 55 cents before closing at 55 cents. They were followed by Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited and Goddard Enterprises Limited, which traded 24,000, 25 and 284 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip: what does an oversubscribed issue mean? When investors bid for new shares in a company or new bonds from an issuer, and the total quantity of bids placed is greater than the amount being issued, the issue is said to be oversubscribed. This means that the demand for the security is greater than the supply. This may occur when a new issue is underpriced or is in great demand because investors anticipate returns higher than that offered on comparable investments. Join us Monday for another RCI Business Report.